Crisule stood smiling in front of Sawney's tent. She bowed fawningly.
Thou did well, Zan Joscarath Tagarung.
Sawney pushed the seer aside and embraced his adopted son.
You did it. I knew you would. I said you'd return at high noon with both Felch and my blade. And here you are.
The otter threw a paw about Sawney's shoulder.
That's the duty of a Tagarung, not to disappoint his chief. Any food around? I'm famished.
Sawney gave Grisul a shove.
Go and get that roasted wood pigeon for my tag. Shift yourself, Vixen, he's hungry.
Ifara, one of Sawney's most trusted weasels, had felched down on the ground, binding his paws with thongs. He pulled the fox upright.
One runaway, chief, bound and delivered.
Sawney brought his face close to the fox, smiling dangerously through slitted eyes, his voice dripping menace.
Last night was your last night, Felch. Enjoy the rest of the day.
The Tagarung whispered in Sawney's ear.
Punish him good, but don't kill him. That fox is still a useful beast. I think he's learned his lesson.
The ferret chieftain patted the otter's cheek, still smiling.
Eat now, Tag, and rest in my tent. Leave this to me. Our clan still carries the name of Wrath. I make the rules here.
Tag was halfway through his meal when Groovin came storming back into camp, thorn-stung and muddied. The stoat dashed past Antigra without even acknowledging her. Every beast watched as he confronted the otter sitting on the ground eating. Groovin pointed at Tag and yelled,
A false trial! You set me off on a false trial!
The Tagarung rose slowly, wiping a paw across his mouth.
And you were clever enough to follow it. Well done, Groovin.
The stoat was shaking from ear to paw with rage.
If you hadn't laid that trail, I'd have taken the fox's head an hour after dawn.
Grisul was about to step in and remind Groovin of his lowly position in the clan, when Sawney pulled her back.
Let them be. I want to see this.
Tag shook his head.
An hour after dawn? Really? I don't think so. I'd already spotted Felch before that. Remember this, too. I was the one sent out to bring him back. Not you, my foolish friend.
Groovin always carried a sword. Now he drew it in the blink of an eye.
I'm no friend of yours. And I'm not foolish either. Zan Tagarung. You don't even have the guts to carry a weapon. So who's the fool now, eh?
The otter moved like chain lightning. He dealt Groovin an awful blow just below the shoulder. It paralysed his sword paw. Tag's rudder-like tail thudded into his opponent's stomach, bending him double. The sword, which was still held loosely in the stoat's paw, its point against the ground, bent too, like a bow. A stunning crack from Tag's paw to his adversary's chin sent the stoat crashing backward. The sword made a twanging noise as it left his grip and sailed off into the trees behind the clearing.